time for Lower Wacker Live for May 29th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is Lower Wacker Live, the only newscast that makes fun of the news. Oh, imagine that. We'd be the only ones. Sometimes when I watch the 10 o'clock news, sometimes I feel like they're in this game too, right? All right, here are the headlines. King Lori. Wow. Mayor Lightfoot kicks ass on her first day at city council, even when villain Alderman Ed Burke, who's looking more and more like a DC villain, he's one umbrella short of being the Penguin. He's getting a vibe. Even when he brought up problem with gender neutral pronouns or his or hers, even when he did that, she was not swayed. I love that. That's just having this image in my head of Burke being like, point of order. You've got the pronouns wrong. Gotcha. It's unbelievable, man, that guy would think after everything that's happened in the last couple months that Chicago wants him to step up at the end of a city council meeting and say anything. I know you went to, I don't know, robertsrulesoforders.org to get your playbook or whatever it is, but sit down, shut up, whatever. I also can't wait for the pun writing for the newspapers tomorrow. Burke gets off on the wrong Lightfoot. That's what I would go with. Something like that. Another big win for her, though. She's killing it right now. All of the aldermen were appointed to their respective chairs, WAGs. That's what I call them, WAGs, WAGs. WAGs Packs Finance. Tom Tunney is the zoning chair. There you go. Yeah. I wonder what Ricketts thinks of that, right? The zoning chair who is going to be in charge of, yes, we would like to have another behemoth 15-story hotel right behind right field. Tom Tunney is in charge of zoning. That's got to be just a to the Ricketts. And Alderman Beal, he got nothing. You're out. That's what you get. Put the light foot right up your... The right foot, the light foot. Take this light foot. Also, Springfield's smoking a spliff right now. So it looks like they may get this legislation through. What did they have to do to compromise? Limit expungements, keep regular people and minorities from touching into that corporate money. Just the normal stuff. Down in Springfield. Sounds about right. But as long as we all can go to the Walmart to get our gummies, because we're straight? I don't know. And what's this now? They want to renovate McCormick Place again. And to do this, they're putting a tax on restaurants between 55th Street and Lawrence, west to Western, all the way to the lake. What? What? More money on my restaurant bill? Have you seen the bottom of your restaurant bill lately? There's like 19 different charges. That's crazy. That's the worst place to put another tax. How about a tax anytime a politician argues that we need to renovate McCormick Place? That would definitely generate revenue. Tourism wins, I guess. Thanks, Springfield. I'm paying for a doctor to come learn about new pharmaceuticals and then go see Smash Mouth at the Wind Trust. That's what I'm paying for? That's great. You know what? I'm not going to go to restaurants anymore. I've decided it's ramen, cooking at home from here on out. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel this one, Illinois politician. You're going to feel it. Session's not over yet. Watch out for more taxes, which reminds me, I got to go get my license plate renewed. Darn it. That was on the agenda for today. Darn it. In sports, every time I give up on the Sox, they pull me right back in. They won their 3/5 header yesterday on the strength of starting pitcher Lucas Giolito. Mark my words, the Sox should send Giolito and Yoan Moncada to the All-Star game this year. That'd be pretty amazing, wouldn't it? Two of the guys coming from that 2016 purge are going to rep Chicago in the All-Star game. Maybe, but that's what I would choose. Both of those guys are deserving. That's awesome. It was just less than a year ago that we thought both of those guys were bust. And here they are turning on their All-Star charm. So that means in 2022, Eloy Jimenez is going to be straight out nuts. Using the right math there. Cubs lost again last night. John Lester looks wrong. Something's wrong with John Lester. He gave up 7 earned runs against the Astros. Is he hurt? What is his deal? He's just old. Is he pulling like the 98 Bulls kind of thing where he's like 97, 98 Bulls where he just put him on the DL for 6 months and have him come back right before the playoffs? Because speaking of her, K-Bry is back. He's DHing in Houston tonight. I guess that's better than not playing. Remember when DH was just for guys who were too fat to play the outfield? Like, just be consistent. Like old Dave Parker. Not like Pittsburgh Pirates Dave Parker. We're talking like Cincinnati Reds Dave Parker. You know what I mean? I think there should be a rule that says you just need to be fat. You need to be 280 plus to be DH. You can't just put other guys in the DH if we're going to get real about it. So I always thought that was the guy to get. Like he can't run. It's like the guy in softball that has a runner. That's the DH. Also, did I read this right? Joe Maddon actually say that we might not see Ben Zobrist for the rest of the year? They need to prepare for that? This is off of his divorce? Wow, what's the IL stint for a broken heart? That's crazy. 6 to 8 weeks? Does he get a minor league rehab, which is playing a game and listening to sad breakup songs without losing it? Like after the game, they just put some Debbie Gibson on and he's just got to, if he tears up, they're like, he's not ready. That's weird, man. Game two of the Stanley Cup final tonight. When's the draft again? Yeah. All right, that's it for Lower Wacker Live, May 29, 2019. Beats by Wes Restless, as always. I got to get back to the Rokon Show. I'm filling in all week long. So check us out here at 720 WGN. Bye.